Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Pesachim 67, talking about the idea of a Metzora. The Brisa teaches in the Gemara, the Pasuk states, he shall dwell in isolation, which implies that the Metzora, the one that has saras, must dwell entirely alone. This teaches that no other type of tamei person may dwell with him. He is banished to a farther place than any other. The notes point out in the bottom of the article Gemara, thus the law of a metzora is more stringent than that of either of zav or one contaminated with corpse tumah, for while he is banished from all three camps, they are not. As pointed out by Rashi, the Mishnah Lemelech, and the Beis HaMikdash, in the notes, which teaches us the idea of the metzora is a very harsh punishment. Why? What does a person get saras for, especially in the olden days? That of speaking Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim has a whole wonderful, beautiful work in Shmiras HaLashon, and another one where he talks about how severe Lashon Hara is. There's like 17 prohibitions and things written about it in the Torah. No other avera we're supposed to avoid with so many prohibitions. To teach, it is such a severe thing to do. It's such a bad thing to do. So much so that you literally have to be isolated by yourself outside all of the camps, because a person that speaks Lashon Hara, person that speaks ill of another person, brings damage not only to himself and to the one he speaks about, but damage to the world in general. It says that when a person speaks ill, they bring damage to three things. I forget the exact three things, but it's the person you speak about, the person themselves, and some other aspect. But in general, the whole world is basically destroyed by speaking badly. We should do what we can to avoid Lashon Hara on all accounts. The Gemara teaches us here how severe Lashon Hara is, how severe the punishment is that a Metzora, someone gets saras, which is usually because of Lashon Hara, is fully banished in Cherem, basically, by himself outside of the camp. How much more so in our lives, it could be so damaging in all aspects to everyone around us. We should do what we can, as much as we can every day, to avoid Lashon Hara every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 68 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.